Good morning, Bank of Cardiff. How may I help you?
Is this Peter?
Yeah, is this Heather?
Yes, it is.
How are you doing today?
I'm awesome. How are you?
Good, good, good. Me too. Busy week.
Yes, it has been.
So, yeah, just wanted to go over, had a little meeting with my underwriters today about your deal. And, yeah, just wanted to go over it with you. Do you have some time right now?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Yeah, so, credit score was under 600, and, that's just probably due to some of those past due accounts you had. And the bank accounts were a little bit low on the balance side, a little bit of volatility there, a lot of money going in and out, and not too much at the end. And we looked at total sales, total profit, a little bit on the lower end. And, it is a bank-based program. And you already have the loan out with national funding, too, but... don't worry, it's actually a second position loan we're going to be able to offer. We're going to be second in line to New Logic, and it's probably going to be around for $10,000 for 6 months. Instead of doing it separately with the van as its equipment financing and then getting you capital on the side, we kind of just lumped it all together into one big $10,000 payment for you. And the daily payments are actually going to be right around what you were doing with New Logic, and we're just going to collect after them.
Okay. So what you're saying is I'll get the money, but y'all won't start taking the money out from me?
No. You're gonna get the money, and it's gonna be a second position loan, which basically means we get paid after New Logic, but it's still gonna be daily. But they just have priority over us. But their payment's like $105, right, for them?
Correct. And in 5 months, that's going to be gone. And actually,
okay.
Maybe less time. I'm actually supposed to be collecting about $15,000 today.
Okay.
I've got this one builder, and they're real funny about the specific turnout time. Well, I went on vacation. Well, I didn't get my shit turned in time, and that causes a cash flow problem. I don't get my invoice turned in time. So if I don't turn them in, then now I'm waiting 2 more weeks, or actually almost 3 weeks, to get paid again. So today, they're supposed to be, I've got about $11,000 coming from them today.
So, oh, good.
I've got money coming in today, and with the other one, it's like, if I can pay it off early, I will. I'll just go ahead and pay it.
Yeah, exactly. You can always pay ours off early as well. And ours is going to be for 6 months, so it'll be kind of like... just right in with the New Logic loan. You're pretty much going to be getting another $10,000 and doubling your New Logic payment. You want to break it down into layman's terms?
Right.
So is that some...
Okay, if I get 10, how much is my repayment?
The total repayment amount... Well, the daily payments are going to be right around what your New Logic is.
Okay.
Just in like $100 mark. Or minus $5. And I don't know what's the calculation on total repayment. We haven't put it into a deal generator yet. Those are just some approvals we got from underwriting.
Okay.
Let me see, what would that be? So, just rough estimate, 100 for, 6 months, so 30 days times 6.
So is it going to get, but now you're doing that for 7 days, but that's only five, I think it's 20.
Oh, yeah, it's
22 days, 22 days a month, I believe.
Yeah,
It's 20 or 22 days, depending on how long the month is. So it's about 22 days a month at that rate. And then it's like, it comes up to about $2,300 a month, something like that.
Yeah, you're going to be making around...
The guy that we're getting the van from, he's in the key, so we can't get that until he gets back anyway. So I don't know when he's coming back.
Yeah, so, roughly like 130 payments, I'm getting at around $100. It's pretty much exactly what your New Logic one's going
to
be.
Okay, so it's about $3,000 for me to borrow the money.
Yeah, give or take.
Right around there. Give or take.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's fine.
All I really need is a driver's license and a voided check, and we could generate some docs and get them out to you, and, probably have this funded by Monday, definitely next week, though.
Okay, so you need Chris's driver's license.
And just avoid a check to where we're going to deposit
avoided,
the money.
And avoid a check, so y'all make sure I've got my account number right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay. Now, I may not have, I don't know if I have a copy of his driver's license on hand. I'll have to check and see. I think I do, but I'd have to find it. I've been, my dad passed away 4 months ago, and we had a business together.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been in the process of, we finally shut down completely after I finished up all the jobs I had to finish. And then I've been moving, dumping stuff and doing things like that and moving stuff from our old office to here to the home office. And so I've been in and out of the house a lot trying to take care of all this stuff and having them go to the lawyer's office and sign papers. And
no, that's always a pain in the ass, right?
Yeah, it is. And plus today, I mean, they came and picked up. We had a glass company, so we sold our stuff to another company. And so they came and got a couple racks today. So now the shop's just empty, and it's, you know, it's just kind of sad.
But yeah, I know. It's hard to hear that.
I've been with my dad. I've been working with him for 28 years, and it's just not the same. I mean, I can
yeah.
ask people and do that. But see, if I did that, then I couldn't handle Chris's stuff like I do now.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't, you know, before my mom did all of our bookwork at the office, not me. My mom did all that bookwork at our office, and me and dad just did everything else and a couple of my uncles. But I can't have two businesses running and not, you know what, it's just too much for
you
me.
Spread thin, yeah. It's
you know, it's too much for me to try to handle a glass company and try to handle the painting company. So
mm-hmm.
it had to be either or. So I just chose, my mom's 66 and she
yeah.
just, you know, she's just like, Heather, I just don't want to do it anymore. And I'm like, Mom, you know, I feel the same way because it's just not the same because he's gone. He died of a massive heart attack, and it was sudden. It wasn't anything.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Yeah.
It wasn't like he had cancer and he was sick or anything like that. No.
It's just out of the blue.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. He worked Saturday. He was down at the office working, doing some stuff, and I never worked on Saturday. He'd go down there and do, like, millwork on metal
mm-hmm.
and stuff. And Sunday morning at 3:00, he started having a heart attack. By 4:50, he was gone.
Holy crap!
And so I didn't get to see him before he went in. They took him in. They took him by ambulance. And Mom and my son saw him, and they had to rush him up. So I was like 5 minutes late from getting to see him. And he asked for me, and I just kind of jokingly told some people, I'm like, you know, I had a working relationship with my dad for 28 years. And I said, I know I know he's not going to tell me, Heather, I love you. He's wanting to talk to me, tell me, oh, I cut that metal for Goldsmith and it's on the table. Because that's what was laying
that's
on
the way he is.
Monday morning. And that's the way it was. I mean, we had a relationship that way, but our relationship was more business relationship because we were there together every single day.
Yeah, and it's not the same anymore.
No, it's just not. It's just not. And you know, I had jobs lined up to do that Monday. He died Sunday. Monday, I went in, and I just couldn't do it. I would love to go out and do these jobs, but I just can't. I just can't do it, and because it's just too soon. So we didn't do anything that week, and then the following week, I started going out and finishing up the jobs that we had.
Wow.
And then, of course, when I go out there, everybody's asking me and talking to me, which, you know, doesn't help. And it's still, people still calling us now. We still have people calling our phone, and they don't know that Dad's not there.
Yeah, when did that happen? In, like, February?
March the 20th.
Wow, sorry to hear. That's always tough, man, especially the relationship you had.
Yeah, it's just been kind of crazy. It really has. And fortunately, Chris has been very supportive of me. He knows I haven't had a whole lot of time to grieve because I've been busy working, and then we had to clean out the shop. And
sometimes it's a little better, you know, just to, you know, hold it off for a while. The busier you are, you know, it just helps you cope with it. But, yeah, that just sounds like it.
I'm an only child. I've been out of the house for a long time, and so now my mom's all by herself. And
yeah, it's a whole other thing you got to worry about.
It's really hard on her at home because she's home by herself.
Mm-hmm.
At work, I mean, it's hard when I would go in the shop because that's where I've seen him all the time. And so it's just been weird, and we're getting through it. We had pet my dog the weekend before. And so my mom got the puppy, so now she's got a little miniature Dachshund that's like a 2-year-old. So.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I like those dogs. I'm more of a golden retriever guy myself, but.
Well, my dad, he had it 2 years ago. He had to have his chocolate lab that was 15 put down.
Oh, those
that
are
was my
awesome
dad's
dogs.
Best friend. That was my dad's best friend. He loved that dog. I mean, and I finally had talked him into getting another dog because somebody wants to use our dog for stud services, so we always just get the pick. I'm like, Dad, I get a free dog. I mean, do you want one? And he loves our dog.
He had a free dog.
He finally agreed to get one, and then the next weekend he died.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, and my parents just celebrated the weekend before he died. They celebrated their 49th wedding anniversary.
Hey, at least they got that in, though, you know? That would have sucked a little bit more if they didn't get that, you know, if it was a week before.
Right, and Daddy never took time off, and he took a day off, and him and Mom went and did stuff, and, you know, so it was all really great. It was
that's nice to hear.
A really good weekend, and so it was really just, it was real good. But Mom's still, it's just to me, sometimes it's just not real. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I know how you feel. It's, I've definitely been there before with some relatives, and you just kind of doesn't hit you for a while.
Yeah, and you're just like, it just can't be right. This isn't right. Why did he go? My dad wasn't on any medication, nothing. No high blood pressure, no cholesterol. He wasn't overweight. He had a checkup every year. I mean, he did everything he was supposed to do. Didn't smoke, didn't drink.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it's just like, yeah, exactly, and somebody who smokes a pack a day and,
yeah,
you know, drinks like a fish, yeah. Exactly.
Like, why are they still living? Are their organs pickled or what?
They got a pickled liver and a kidney.
Yeah, exactly. You know, my dad was, you know, he worked all the time, and I think a lot, he stressed a lot, though. I think that's
That'll get you, seriously. My mom recently has just gone full, she's a dentist, and, you know, single mom, dentist, 3 kids, she's all over the place, and, you know, the last, you know, year now, she's gotten all into this meditation thing. She's like, I don't want to be stressed out anymore. She's like total, she's like a Zen master now. It's pretty funny.
Yeah. Well, that's where I ended up. Well, before all this, I had, how old is your, I'm 48, so your mom might be going through menopause.
Yep.
That's what I'm thinking. And when we go through menopause, men don't understand it, but we feel like we're literally going crazy, that we're just not ourselves anymore. We don't know why we cry. We don't know why we're hot and cold. We just don't know anymore. And
yeah,
it's weird. And then so my doctor prescribed me some medication, and it helped a lot. And you know what? If it wasn't for that, I don't even know. I mean, I still cry, but not like I was before. And I don't know what would happen if I wasn't on something that dad passed away, you know. The only thing I don't do is I don't sleep very well. And like I said, I'm fortunate. Chris has been very supportive and very...
Yeah, he sounds like a good guy. Had a brief conversation with him.
Yeah, he's been really supportive of everything. And he ignores my bad moods. And you know, so he's been good because he knows. Like, you know, I'm not meaning to be short and
yeah,
hard,
I mean,
so it's just how it is sometimes. Sometimes it just catches me when, like today, he called me and I was at the office. So they came to pick the rack up this morning, and I'm in there, and it's like an echo in that building, and it just sounds so weird, and it's so, you know, I'm just looking through there, going, man, this is just weird. You know?
Yeah, you said 25 years, right? You're working.
I was there with him for 28 years. Actually, I did their bookwork before when
pretty
I was
much
college.
30.
Yeah, I did
pretty
the
much
bookwork
college.
For a couple of years, and then the rest of the time I was out with Dad installing. I did all the installing, and it paid better than office work. So I'm like, hey, I'll do the installing if it pays better.
Yeah, you know, I'm in the business of making money, so. wherever that leads me.
$9 an hour or $15 an hour. Hey, I'll go out and sweat for a living, you know.
Oh, yeah. I was a landscaper for a while.
Yeah. And I've had people offer me, other glass companies are like, well, anytime you're ready to come to work, just call us and let us know. We'd love to have you. I'm like, I'm sure you would.
Yeah, you're already spread too thin. You can't do that.
No, not, you know, right now I don't want to do anything. I'm just going to hang out. I'm going to take care of
hang out, take care of everything. Yeah.
Take a few, take the rest of the year off. And, I mean, I'm not so financially upheaval, you know. I mean, that I don't, I can. I've got money that will make up for the rest of my check for the year. So
we'll hit 2017 running. Hit the ground running in 2017. Just take just take a breather on 16 right now. Plus it's total clown show with this whole election anyway, and you know, the economy, and it's
exactly.
Not
don't
you don't even know what's gonna happen, so I wouldn't even worry about it. Just take a long vacation.
I think Trump's gonna get elected if they actually count our votes.
That's a big caveat there. If they actually can,
I swear they already know he's going to be there before all this ever happens. Anyway, I mean, and it's just like, I don't know. I'm going to vote for Trump because I can't stand Hillary. I don't trust her. So many things. There's
shady,
so many things
shady.
Done, and it's
yeah.
Just like, I don't trust that you're up there. At least. You know, they're talking about, well, he ain't got no experience. Well, neither did Obama.
Yeah.
Obama was a lawyer. Okay.
He didn't turn out too bad.
No, he didn't. But there's things that, you know.
No.
And there's just things I don't agree with some of the policies he's done. And there's some things that have passed that I thought, well, I thought we voted on stuff. They're passing shit. I ain't voted on nothing.
That's how I felt about the NBA Finals. I thought it was rigged. I thought it was decided before it even started.
Exactly. It's all about money. It's all about money.
Well, Vegas has too much skin in the game to leave it up to chance, you know? Like
exactly.
Some people have too much skin in the game.
I'll scan that if I have it. I may have his license here. He may have left his wallet here. I don't know. Sometimes
that'll be convenient.
There's times that he leaves it sitting in the drawer. I'm like, God, I hope he don't get pulled over. But I know my son was coming home from college. He goes to UCF, so we only live like an hour away.
I love UCF.
He got a ticket today. His first ticket ever. He's about to go nutty. I'm like, it's okay. It's okay. I said,
happens.
Go to the little driver's school thing. It'll take the points off, and the insurance probably won't even change because it's your first thing ever happening. So.
Hey, a lot of the time they do the driver's school online now. So you take like a little.
Yeah.
I had to do that once when I was younger.
Yeah. And he'll be 19 in October. So he just, like I said, he's never had any problems since he started driving. I said, I don't think it's going to be a big deal. You know?
He just finished his first year at UCF?
Actually, he just starting.
He just got in? Oh, man, that's going to be fun.
He went to the summer program, which he get in 2 weeks, that's finished, and then we move him out. He'll be home 2 weeks, and then he moves back for the fall. So, you know, he got invited to the summer program, and not many people get to go to that. So he went ahead and said, okay, go.
Take advantage of as much of the school stuff as you can, because it's something I wish I did.
He goes in the fall, he's already oriented with the school. You know, he knows what stuff is. He knows how to get around versus you starting.
You might meet a few people too, you know, first day of school, you know, you already have two or three friends. That's always a plus. Like, trust me, the two things I've taken away from my college experience were do more internships. I did not do enough. I only did one. Start freshman year. It doesn't matter. Just, you know, when you go in for a job and you show them your degree, they'll be like, okay, I've seen a million of these things. When you show them internships, that's more valuable than any piece of paper. I'm telling you.
He's wanting to do computer science with a cyber security minor.
That's a good field to get into at this point in time. I mean,
And then,
FireEye is a big company. They got a lot of big cybersecurity companies.
And over in Orlando, even at the University of Central Florida, they have programs for the company to come through the school to hire. So you can go on the site and see what company is looking for internship and go, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to really go out. They have them there that come, you know, the companies use that school to get their intern.
That's how I started working at Bank of Cardiff 3 years ago. Came to my school. When I was graduating at a career fair, and I walked up, had a conversation, fired on the spot, honestly, like, I had to do an interview after, but, yeah, just, that's how I did it, career fair at the school.
people. That's what he's decided. He's the same. He just was mad because he got a ticket. I said, all right, don't worry about it. All right, well, let me see if he's got his license here, and I'll get the check and license. You want me to just email it to you?
Yeah, just shoot it over an email. We'll get some docs generated and send them out your way.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, take care, Heather.
Bye.
Bye-bye.